You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Thursday, January the 25th. Andy Holding taking a look at a 7-race card at Gowran's big National Hunt card of the season. They, of course, have the Galmoy Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest at 150. But the big betting race is the Thyestes Chase coming up at 3 o'clock, in which 15 runners go to post. Six of them, of course, trained by Gordon Elliott, who bids to win a race that has evaded his capture since he took out a trainer's licence. But we've got some decent action other than those two races as well, beginning with the 1250. Which looks a useful maiden hurdle on paper, over 2 miles. And the one to be with here is Scarpetto from the Willie Mullin stable, having finished third in what is turning out to be a red-hot maiden hurdle at Navan on the 9th of December. Certainly, speed figure-wise, the winner, Speakeasy, clocked a good number. So much so that Connections thought that horse was good enough to take in Group Grade 1 company next time out, albeit he didn't run up to scratch behind Next Destination. It was probably the trip which did him more than anything else. Scarpetto himself ran quite eye-catchingly, staying on from the back of the field to finish in never near a third. And with the fifth also, Riders on the Storm, winning a very good novices hurdle at Navan next time out. This horse's overall profile certainly stands out in a race of this nature. On to the 120. Quite a competitive race. Run about 5-1 the field this morning. I'm going to stick with the informed Pound a Stroke from the Ewan and McCarthy stable. This horse managed to win a couple of starts ago at Thurles in pretty decisive fashion. Win the cheek pieces that were on for the first time. So obviously the headgear worked. And they worked to retreat again next time out, even though he got beat. He split the Gordon Elliott pair, Cuba Mania and Grainy Hill, to finish a very creditable second, having looking as though he was going to win jumping the last. The third horse, Grainy Hill, has gone on to win subsequently. So the form and the overall time figure that he's achieved on his last run or two in particular certainly suggests that he's capable of going well again. And around about 5-6-1 this morning, he looks a fairly solid each way investment with conditions in his favour. On to the big graded race of the day then at 150. And quite a trappy one it is too as well. We've got Presenting Percy, who's switching back from fences, having already established himself as being a useful novice chaser. We've also got Les Dant in there from the Willie Mullin stable. But that mare's trying 3 miles for the first time and she's not absolutely guaranteed to get the trip. So therefore, I do think this race could be up for grabs for Bacardi's, who also comes back over hurdles, having had a little bit of an aborted career so far of offence. Of course, he fell the last day down in Leopardstown. So Connections are entitled to dip their bread back in the hurdling sphere. And of course, let's not forget that this horse is a Grade 1 winner over hurdles himself when he was last seen over the smaller obstacles, when he beat the likes of Finian's Oscar, Death Duty, and of course Let's Dance in that Punchestown contest towards the back end of the season. The softer the ground, the better this horse's claims are. He's 3-for-3 when the word soft or heavy has been in the going description. And I do think this race is tailor-made from here today, because it'll be a real slogfest and a proper test all the way to the line. Around about 4-1 top price this morning. I think Bacardi's is real solid each-way value there in that third race. I actually think he could go off favourite as well if there's a bit of momentum behind him. On to the 225 then, and again another competitive handicap hurdle. Grainy Hill's going to be a very popular choice of many, having won in a pretty decisive fashion last time out at Clonmel. Prior to that, he'd run well at Down Royal, certainly suggesting he was a well-handicapped horse. And even though a mark of 105 looks a bit of a slap across the face, considering the opposition last day, the last day wasn't all that strong. He has got James Bowen on board to slightly counteract that slight negative. But the one I quite like here is Peace of Milan, ran about 10-1 this morning. This mare often comes good at the other side of the year. If you have a look at her form figures, she's got 2 wins in February and a win in March. All 3 victories have come on heavy ground, so her conditions are fine. And I actually thought she ran a really promising race last time out, considering she hadn't really done much in the early part of the season, behind 2 in-form horses such as Dry Morlad and Fitzhenry. The time figure of the front two suggested that they were really trapping along, and she's dropping back to her ideal distance of 2.5 miles today. So I do think Francis Flood's 7-year-old has got a good each-way chance there in race number 4. On to the big race of the day then, from a betting perspective. And once again, that man James Bowen is very much in the spotlight here, as he's going to be set to ride Out Sam for the Gordon Elliott stable. Clearly, this horse has been teed up for the race. And that one with Imagine off his lightweight, he's certainly got an each-way chance. But I do think Gordon Elliott's got a very strong claims here, not only with Out Sam, but Uccello Conti as well. And more importantly to me, anyway, Monbeg Notorious, who has got the visor on for the first time out, just to sharpen his jumping up a little bit. He's actually a very good jumper, but sometimes he can just spend a little bit too long in the air. So obviously Gordon's looked to correct that slight negative, like I say, putting the visor on. Jack Kennedy's on board, very lightweight here off 10 stone 2. He stays really well, and he's a classy individual as well. He was run up to stable companion Donicos at Garen over this course, three starts ago. And that horse has gone on to win a graded race. Nothing wrong with the second beyond Moulin Avant, who's towards the fore of the betting for the RSA at the Cheltenham Festival. So Gordon has done this before on many occasions, won these kind of races with novices. I think Monbeg Notorious is certainly going to be on the shortlist. The other one to mention is Somos Novios, who is a model of consistency and certainly deserves to get his head in front. He goes well right-handed, he loves heavy ground. He ran really well last time out beyond De Benno, who previously had finished second to Dr. Phoenix. So that form line is definitely looking fairly strong. And Liam Burke has won this race before as well. With Robbie Power booked, I think Somos Novios at a whopping 14-1 is certainly the value bet of the ones at double figures in the Thyestes Chase. On to the final race I'm going to be covering then, the 3:35, which is a decent-looking novice's chase. I'll probably go with Bunkoff early here, who ran respectably first time out of the fence. He's got beat by Gordon Elliott's Tycoon Prince, but there's nothing to be ashamed of with that performance. Because back in third was Lamartelan, who'd previously finished that run-up to Denario de Zabo down in Wexford. The faller in that race is Montalbano. And if he could pick his feet up, he'd certainly be a danger because his hurdle form when he beat Riven Light and Chirel Vallis certainly suggests that he's got plenty of quality if he can finally jump a clear round. Obviously, the Plotting Shed's got to be another one on the shortlist, having finished second to Saturnus the other day down in Ferias. But maybe 2 miles might be on the sharp side for him nowadays. So I'm going to go with the speedier Bunkoff Early, who, of course, was a very warm order in last year's Supreme Novices Hurdle. I'll leave the bumper to the ones that know more than I do in the final race. So that's it for now from the Irish Racing Podcast on this Thursday, January the 25th. Hope you can join me tomorrow, where we're going to be taking on board an 8-race programme at Dundalk. Until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.